Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It all looks so smooth. It really did. And Devontae Smith is smooth. That guy's going to be a star. I'll tell you this. There's aspects of yesterday I'm not going to overreact to because I understand it's just a game. But I felt before yesterday, and I feel it even more now, Devontae Smith's going to be a star. I really believe that. He's going to be a great player in the NFL. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to what went down yesterday. You just heard Merrill there. Coming up at 11, the whole Merrill montage. The great sounds of yesterday's game on display. John, we didn't have many of these last year. Last year, we had four opportunities to play a Merrill montage after a win.
You're right.
And honestly, even some of the wins felt like a root canal. I mean, there was a win last year. They beat the Giants where they won near the very end, where they were down by 10 with like 5 minutes to go. It wasn't even a stirring comeback. Like, Evan Engram dropped the ball.
Right.
And then, like, after the season, I'm like, you know, maybe I wish Evan Engram had caught the ball because then the Eagles would have an even better draft
pick.
Yeah,
we didn't take the win. We were sort of given.
The Eagles only had one quality win last year. One time. Where they actually beat a team where you felt somewhat proud, and that was Hurts' first start when they beat the Saints.
And this was a quality win.
Yes, it was
good. This was a quality win. Yes, the competition was not the pinnacle of achievement in the NFL.
They stomped
them. But we did what we were supposed to do to an inferior team. And I didn't even know that they were inferior prior to the game.
Yeah.
Like, we proved we were better than expected.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So the Merrill montage. Today at 11 o'clock, we're looking forward to hearing the best of how it all sounded with Merrill and Mike yesterday on WIP. All right, let's go to Will in Northeast Philly. Will, the Eagles are 1-0.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Very excited, buddy.
Doing well,
Very
Will.
Excited. You know, my chest is one looking kind of real good right now. They did the ding and dong, like I said. You know, and like I've been saying, man, if you look at them, you asked last week, which one is better, the defense or offense? And I always said 50-50 because the defense going to feel the offense and the offense going to feel the defense. And you saw that yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, this is against an Atlanta Falcon team. But what I see in this team, man, is team players. It's no superstars, nothing to distract the team this year. You know what I'm saying? They playing as one, man. And as you can see, even in the locker room, you could tell that this is a real team. And like I said, when you get a bunch of young guys that got something to prove and nothing to lose, you got a terrible and horrible way to defeat them. You know, is a hard way to defeat a team with nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Will, they flat out got it done, man. I know exactly what you're saying. Let's go to Channing in Center City. Channing, you're on WIP.
Yo, how you guys doing? I'm feeling good today, man.
Absolutely.
I don't know when it's ever been a bad thing to beat on bad teams. I keep hearing everyone say, yeah, we beat them, but the Atlanta's – you're supposed to beat on bad teams.
Yeah, yeah, and they did. They did their job. And they performed at a high level the whole game, both sides of the ball. It was consistent. And the best part about it is it looks like it's replicable. Like this what the team will be. It wasn't fluky that they went out and, you know, controlled – the ball, they controlled the clock, they controlled the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. Like, those are the makings of a solid team.
I want to give a shout-out to the defensive coordinator, Gannon. he made adjustments. It came down, and with those first two drives, I was thinking, oh, man, here we go again.
Yeah.
This is going to be last year all over again. But he made adjustments, and he played to his strengths. And that defensive line, man, Hargrave, I like the kid Milton Williams. He gave some good pressure. Yeah, Atlanta's offensive line is terrible, but we look good, man. I'm excited about this upcoming season.
I'm with you, Channing. Good stuff. John, let me get to a question because it's come up a few times now on the show, and I'm curious your perspective. So watching the game yesterday, you know, those first two drives that Atlanta had obviously were concerning. They're just moving down the field. Now, credit to the Eagles, they stymie them in the end and hold them to field goals. But I was wondering while those drives were happening, is this a bend but not break mentality that we're seeing on full display? Because let me just take it back a moment. So, you know, one of the big theories in football, and John, you know this, a lot of people know this, and Gannon's talked about this, that you do want to force the other team to have a long drive in that eventually, if they have to go 10 or 13 plays, eventually the other team's going to have one of three things often happen. Either a player will make a physical mistake, a quarterback will throw a bad pass, a receiver will drop a ball, whatever. You'll have a penalty of some sort, which will set the other team back, you know, a first and 10 becomes a first and 15 or whatever, puts them behind the chains, or you'll ultimately maybe get a turnover. And so one of the theories is that it's not the end of the world. Don't freak out if the other team's moving the ball, as long as they're not beating you over the top. And if you keep them out of the end zone and play good red zone defense, that's a real strategy in the NFL to be comfortable with that, so to speak. So I was watching it, and I'm trying to figure out, is that what we're seeing? That the Eagles are sort of giving them a little bit, you know, running down the field, okay, but you haven't beaten us over the top? Or was it as simple as the Eagles were truly trying to stop those runs hardcore and were just getting mauled at the point of attack up front? And I couldn't, which was it, John? I couldn't really figure it out.
When they wanted to run the ball, they ran the ball. Like, that's not perfect. That is certainly something that the defensive staff has taken away from this game and saying, hey, guys, when they were in this, they were moving
yep.
us up front. And some of that you can attribute it to, you know, when they were in their base offense, when they were out there with two wide receivers, two tight ends and a back, or two wide receivers, two backs, their regular personnel groupings, we were matching that with a 3-4, which is something that's new to a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That we were I thought it was great to see that we are now multiple front-wise, but you had guys in unfamiliar spots. You know, you had Fletcher Cox lining up as a five-technique defensive end, Javon Hargrave covering the nose. You know, they're doing different things. Josh Sweat out there, well, outside linebacker.
And you had Jannard Avery falling over his own
Jannard
feet.
Avery.
When that play happened, I was like, what in the world? Seltzer, Mike how
Davis
about Jannard Avery
you're
falling
talking
over?
About?
Yeah.
Like,
not great.
I'm like, yo, 58. What? It was like the second play of the game. Jannard Avery just falls down.
It was a first down run by Mike Davis. It wasn't perfect. I mean, when they felt like the run was an option.
Yep.
They were able to get what they wanted at times. And those first two drives were exactly that.
But
it felt like it was going to be a closer game. I'm telling you, that final drive, the two-minute drive where we went down there and scored and converted a two-point conversion,
sure.
Like that led us into the locker room on a high note. It led them into the locker room thinking, man, we got to catch up now.
Yeah. And Atlanta's coach really blew it. Running the ball for the second time in the game on a third and long. When he ran it shortly before, right before the two-minute warning on a third and long, that to me was raising a white flag that was really dumb. I mean, you have Calvin Ridley, you have the new player Pitts, you do have a competent quarterback in Matt Ryan. When he ran that ball and gave the Eagles the ball back with 2 minutes to go, basically around midfield, I thought that was a disastrous decision for Atlanta by Atlanta's head coach. Let's talk to Matt and Ridley. Matt, you're on WIP.
Joseph.
Matt, what's up?
How
buddy?
Are you this morning?
Oh, dude, I'm so happy, man. I'm so happy.
All right, I got to rain on your parade just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's take it for what it is. It's one game.
Yep.
It's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, as my analogy goes, it's a Triple-A team. It's the Phillies sweeping the Nationals. So, and we're supposed to. Like Richie said, you're supposed to beat
them. But they also stomped them, Matt.
And they were an underdog coming in.
Yeah.
We were supposed to beat them.
No, the Eagles were not, quote, supposed to beat them. That's not an accurate statement. The Philadelphia Eagles were an underdog.
Yeah, they were favored.
And most people were picking Atlanta. So let's be straight up about it.
You said it was an easy game last week, though.
Now you're driving me nuts, Matt, because you're putting all sorts of comments in my mouth. I said it was one of the easiest games the Eagles would have on the schedule. I said that it was an easy start to the schedule. I didn't say that it was an easy – I mean, it's an easy start in that you're facing a weak team. It doesn't mean you're in any way guaranteed winning that game. I picked the Eagles, but again, this was a game where most people nationally picked Atlanta. Now, go ahead.
Well, if you're making those statements, then this is what you're supposed to do against a weak opponent, though, right?
No. You're just looking at it all wrong. You're not understanding it. Let's go to Rasheem right now.
It is what you're supposed to do against a weak opponent. We just didn't think.
No, hold on, there
were a lot of people who didn't think we had the ability to win this game.
I was one of them.
I didn't expect them to look as good as they did.
It's what you're supposed to do against a weak opponent if you're pretty good. We didn't know what the Eagles were. Now, I'm not saying the Eagles are definitively pretty good, that they will now go 10-7. I don't know that. What I do know is that the Eagles are better than I thought they were going to be.
Exactly.
And they're certainly a lot better than a lot of people thought they would be. That, I think, we do know. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem, you're on WIP.
What's up? Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great, Rasheem.
I think 95% of the people outside the Philadelphia area had the Eagles losing that game. So for anybody to call and tell you that the Eagles did what they were supposed to do, I think that's a total false narrative.
Yep.
What we've seen from Jalen Hurts is something that I thought I was already going to see, just because his poise. So I'm not surprised what I've seen from Jalen Hurts. The defense, I definitely like how we were able to show different schemes. Multiple players coming in and out. Fletcher Cox playing 41% of the snaps. I think that's huge. And besides the Cowboys, I watched all the other NFC East teams. The Eagles looked the better team. Washington lost their starting quarterback. The Giants lost to Teddy Bridgewater. So after today, I'm not saying the Eagles probably are a playoff team, but I think for anybody to say that this they didn't exceed anybody's expectations for game one is lying.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that thought they were going to win by more than 26. Of course, they
dominated that game.
Yeah,
dominated that from coaching, special teams to offense and defense. So I want people have a little bit get excited about this. Because 4-12 last year was terrible, and like you said, one quality win, and then they said in the Doug Peterson era, he hasn't had a win like this on the road. So I think this is huge, and then I love how Nick Sirianni carried himself in a press conference also. It's just all positive vibes over here, man.
All right, Rasheem, I love it, man. And he mentioned the division, John. Let's touch on that quickly. So obviously, Washington and the Giants did not look good. Giants in particular were terrible. Washington loses their quarterback. We'll see how long he's out for. But another development yesterday, or over the weekend, I should say, which is potentially big for who's going to win this division. We'll see how it all goes. But Lyle Collins, John, getting suspended for 5 games, which will involve a game against the Eagles in 2 weeks. That is a pretty notable absence for the Dallas Cowboys for the next month. And Dallas has a real shot to go to 0-2 here.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Collins getting dinged for 5 games by the NFL, suspension, and the Eagles facing Dallas week 3, that helps. Let's go to Paul right now. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Let me keep you up. Speaker, how's everything this morning?
Great, Paul.
Yes, it is a great day. Go Birds. I only wanted to see a couple things yesterday, and both of them came out like I thought, like Jalen and Nick and our coaching staff. It was refreshing to see offense with some creativity,
yep.
Guys getting schemed open. And Jalen, he is what I thought I was. I had confidence in him. And it was just a great win. And I listened in this morning, and first thing, John trying to poo-poo my win already. Like, come on, man. Let us enjoy this. Don't start getting the negativity till Tuesday. At least give us this Monday, man. Come on. I know today's a bad thing.
What did I say that was offensive? I'm very positive right now about this.
Oh, yeah. You had, when you first came on, though, you was like, oh, don't you, Joe, you're getting a little ahead of yourself and all this. No, like, that was a great win. We're supposed to be excited. We're Eagles fans, man. Like, I don't care who we play. Like, we won this game. We won convincingly. We're supposed to be excited.
And you know what, Paul, you know what they did, which, again, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, really stood out. They won with a lot of young players making big contributions. I think what John jumped on a little bit earlier, I had made a point, and Paul, appreciate the comment. I had made a point where I said something to the effect of encouraging both for what they showed yesterday, but also what it could mean up ahead. And I'm talking this season, but I'm also talking the next couple of years. They had young players. I mean, Jalen Reagor yesterday, to me, he didn't look like a star or anything like that, but he looked like a guy that has come along from where he was last year when he was incredibly pedestrian. Now, I don't love the fact that I still feel like they have to manufacture to get the ball in his hands. You know, I don't think Jalen Reagor is showing signs that, you know, he's, hey, dude, run 23 yards down the field, cut in, be in traffic, leap up, catch the ball. A safety's going to stick you. You grab it. You secure it. Like, he's not that yet, and he might not ever be that. But he definitely showed you yesterday, showed me, that he's more than he was last year. And John, we talked about this. Sirianni did a far superior job yesterday to find ways to get Reagor the ball and other players when Doug Peterson last year wasn't doing that.
It's like Doug refused to.
I mean, Doug was, and I love Doug. I love him. I am a fan of Doug. I will always admire Doug.
He did a terrible job.
He did a really poor job with some of the personnel he had last year. He really, really did. All right, our buddy Mitch Williams is calling in. What's going on, Mitchie Poo?
Oh, I just wanted to hear Richie's take on our quarterback, because I think what I like Sirianni, what he did yesterday to start that game. I played quarterback in high school, not to say that I was a great quarterback, but one of the hardest throws to make is that little flat pass that they started the game with back-to-back to Quez Watkins. That's one of the harder throws to make on a football field, and people wouldn't understand why. But if you put that ball in the least bit out of position, the guy isn't going to be able to turn the ball upfield. So the way Sirianni put those two little throws in there to start the game, I thought did a great job to boost Hurts' confidence.
Yeah, it seemed all very manageable. You know, it was all within Jalen's comfort zone, and that certainly worked to his advantage. There was never a point during that game where he seemed overwhelmed, where he seemed off at all. Like, he was locked in, and a lot of that has to do with that symbiotic relationship with the play caller. You know, Nick Sirianni knows his quarterback, and he was giving him the plays he felt comfortable with. I thought it was really interesting. Those first two plays, both to Quez, those were plays I am positive were called in with multiple options. And the Falcons, they ended up loading up the box. Those could have been runs.
Yeah.
They could have very easily been runs, but they went to the pass because they ended up having more guys in the box than we could block. So you swing it outside, and then, you know, hey, that worked. Let's call that same play the other way. It's an RPO where if the box is light, we'll run it. Well, the box isn't light again. We're going right back to what just worked. And those passes, they were precise. And they're not the easiest passes in the world, like you said.
No, it's a hard throw to make, John. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah.
It looks simple watching on TV because you're not – but if you put that ball, say, 6 inches behind him, 6 inches too far in front of him, the play's blown.
Yeah, he catches it, but a guy comes up and grabs him. And, Mitch, you know what also stood out to me about those plays and a lot of plays yesterday? And this speaks to good coaching of technique. The wide receivers, I thought, did a great job blocking.
They had JJ.
They did, and he
because
did,
he dude, does a good job.
He did a nice job blocking.
Well, block on the first swing pass.
He did, and I thought even Devontae Smith. I thought he had some nice blocks yesterday.
He
really did put the effort in, and you know those plays, Mitch, that you're talking about, which again, not a far throw, but it has to be precise to be effective. They were very well trained to be ready for those plays on offense. I'm talking the quarterback.
They were.
The receiver, the other receivers that blocked. It was just really efficient.
And to take it one step further, you talked about how you're excited that we have a lot of young guys that are doing these great things. You don't – like, if you have Julio Jones in there, you know, if you traded for Julio Jones this offseason and you ask him to do what J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was asked to do, which is go stock block a guy and stay on your block until the whistle, he kind of, you know, he might give you a half-hearted effort.
I agree.
This is a team full of guys who – no, they haven't proven themselves as NFL stars. But they are buying into the system. They believe in what Nick Sirianni is doing. He's taking full advantage of their skill sets properly.
Yeah.
And these are all great things. These are all major progress from last season.
All right, Mitch, great
John,
stuff,
I
man.
I can tell you this, so just one comment on the defense and the coaching. If I look back at the last 5 years with Doug, the way that first drive of Atlanta's unfolded, that would have been a 7-0 lead for Atlanta the last 5 years. There was no adjustments made defensively that I could see.
Yeah, yeah. And we just kept running the same thing out there. Yeah.
There was in-game adjustments made last night or yesterday that we haven't seen.
I agree. Mitch, great stuff, man. Keep the calls coming all football season,
all right,
man. We
guys,
love it. Thanks, Mitch. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, we had this question last week. We certainly expect the percentages to go up today. Let's see how high. Will the Eagles make the playoffs? You've seen a game. Your assessment now. Will the Eagles make the playoffs? A, yes. B, no. James, what do you got in there?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport tweeting out, we don't have a timetable yet, but it does look like the Ryan Fitzpatrick injury is relatively serious. He tweeted out, with Washington football team quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick set to miss extended time with a hip subluxation, Washington football team has signed Kyle Shermer to the practice.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because right now, obviously, the guy's Taylor Heinicke, or Tyler, or whatever his name is, who played well in that playoff game, but the big name floating out there is, are they going to go get Cam? Ron Rivera coached Cam for a long time in Carolina. Are they going to go with Cam? Or are they going to stick with this Heinicke guy? We'll find out. But, yeah, when you heard it was a hip for Fitzpatrick yesterday, I mean, I certainly figured he'd be out for a good chunk of time. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, who the Eagles coaches trusted, both offensively and defensively. There's some real interesting stuff when you go inside the snap count of who they played and how much they played yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, what a great game it was. We react today on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.